They're adults now, but I'm still a mother. I'm expanding into the spaces in the home that they've vacated, but I think about my kids several times a day. I wonder what they're doing, how they're feeling, what their private loves are like, and then I actually back away from those thoughts because I want them to have private lives, which they probably always have had. It's just that when they were young, I always had the feeling that I was super close and I knew what was going on and what they needed or wanted and what they struggled with. My kids growing up means I know less and less. It means they are more and more separate from me. It means we can get together when they can make the time and have conversations as adults, catching up to each other and finding out how things are going. It means I have virtually no control over whether they're eating or drinking water or what they're eating and when and with whom and with what money, whether they're unwell in any way and if they're drinking alcohol and smoking weed and how much and with whom and with what money and when they're sleeping or going to class or missing class, about whether they're keeping up with their work, about their hearts, about their worries and struggles, about who they love and who loves them, about just how much I may have hurt them and affected them in ways that they find frustrating or painful, about ways that the life and universe they were born into was not the perfect one for who they are and what they are like. Being a mother of grown kids means loving from afar with so much acceptance. Acceptance of their need for space, of the way they do things. Acceptance that I think about them infinitely more than they think about me. Acceptance that I love them so much more than they love me, but that I can only manifest a small portion of that love for fear of invading their precious and fertile new independence. I am the ground they walk on, the ground they take for granted and do not feel that they need. I'm the ground that they may want to sink into and collapse on when other things are going poorly or when they're very lonely or just when there's nothing better to do. This is the arrangement. I love them hard and they do not worry much about me, except in times when I'm obviously heartbroken or sick or in debilitating pain. They need me to be well so that they can get on with their own lives and projects. But then there are moments when it seems there's another kind of love, an appreciation or recognition or admiration. Mom, my friends think you're awesome. I can tell you anything and I'm so lucky. Or I've been talking too much. How are you? What's going on in your world? Or that's really cool, Mom, about a new project I'm doing. Or when they say yes to hanging out for a whole Saturday evening with me and their partners because it's actually just fun. Or when they laugh their guts out at me in a loving way. In these moments, the ground actually has something to say. The ground is colorful and interesting. Parenting is like being a flower gardener. You work on making the ground as rich and nutritious and supportive as possible. You plant the seeds, you tend to the seedlings, you enjoy the flowers, and then suddenly the garden becomes public and no longer belongs to you at all. It belongs to itself and to the whole wide world.